Good morning, WHTC News Time is 7:41. Time now for the Women's Bowling Report, brought to you by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burn. It's available both on the air and also online, WHTC.com. Mary Beverly joins us now, and I would imagine, as always, Mary, you're grand and glorious. Am I correct?
That is absolutely correct.
You know, so a little bird mentioned that you probably would be this morning. Just a little guess.
Okay. So. I am, you know what, 97% of the time I am grand and glorious, and the other 3% you're probably not going to see because it's going to
be ugly, yes.
It's going to be ugly, and it's going to be off in the woods where nobody can get hurt.
If Mary Beverly is upset in the woods, does anybody hear it?
No. Hey, these ladies, I don't think they want the season to end. They're just bowling so well. The high game for the week, ending March 15th, halfway through the month of March. Will it ever end? Tammy Newberry from the four-star league with a 258. Then also from the four-star league, I have Crystal Pardue with a 253. It was a 252 for Lori Kirkland on the Sunshine League. Then Dawn Clapp from Thursday Night Misfits with a 237. Monica Solis from the Friday Night Rollers, 234. Couple of ladies bowling on the Starlight League. Jean Newton with a 223 and Misty Mendez with a 218. Then I have Deb Dams, 216 from the 4-Star League, also a 216 from Saturday Night Fever. And that would be Tara Howe. Rachel Hanwer grounds out at the top 10 this morning with a 215 on the Sunshine League. Then we have the High Series. Tammy Newberry, Saturday Night Fever, a 703. Krista Pardue, 4-Star League, 684. Then I have Dawn Clapp from the Thursday Night Misfits, 664. On the Sunshine League, it was Lori Kirkland with a 638. 619 for Jean Newton on the Starlight League. From Lake Effect down in Douglas, it's Laura Vale with a 614. Then I have Tara Howe from Saturday Night Fever, 594. She's followed closely by Mary DeBoer with a 593 on the Sunshine League. 4-Star League, it's Deb Dams with a 586 and Jennifer Saravelt, 586 on the Starlight. And those are our high series for the week. Okay, we're going to touch on the season high games and series. The season is winding down. We do have a 300 game, and that was rolled by Val Guerrera. Then Robin Veenhoven with a 288. Tammy Newberry, 279. Kim Smith with a 279. Dawn Clapp, 278. Katie Vintainen, 278. Lori Kirkland and Courtney Garvelink, both with 277 games. Monica Solis with a 272. Bobby Joe Bersma and Mary DeBoer, both with 268 games. A 267 game for Crystal Pardue and Deb Dams with a 264. Season high series, and there are a lot of 700s here. It's awesome. Robin Veenhoven has 4, 781, 715, 705, 701. Katie Vintainen has 5 700 series, 767, 762, 753, 748, 717. Kim Smith, 762, 711, and 707. Then I have Lori Kirkland with 742, 703, 733. Courtney Darvalink with 720, 718, and 701. Tammy Newberry, 711 and 703. Krista Pardue, almost 700 with a 691. Mary DeBoer, 688. Dawn Clapp, 677. And Belle Guerrera with a 671. Awesome bowling again this season, ladies. Even though our regular season is coming to an end, if you want to continue to bowl, all of our houses are offering different programs, shorter programs, spring leagues, alleys. Down in Douglas has a spring league that begins April 16th and runs for 8 weeks, ending June 11th. Then they have a summer league starting in June, and that is 8 weeks also. Those are non-sanctioned fees, and 50% of the proceeds go to the local VFW, which is a worthy group to support. Century Lanes has a spring league that will start the 16th. I know Northland Lanes has an evening league that runs as the spring league, and they also have a Friday seniors senior league forming for the spring at Century, as I mentioned, and New Zealand Lanes has things going on too. So call your and check with your local houses if you're not quite ready to give up bowling or not a golfer or whatever. A couple of other things that are coming up. The Michigan Senior Tournament, entries closed for that April 15th, 2014. That is in the Lansing area at Royal Scott Golf and Bowl. Neat house. And this is for any sanctioned bowler, 50 years or over, men or women. And that tournament runs weekends, Fridays and Saturdays for the first two weekends in May. And as I said, entries close April 15th. One other thing that's a little closer to home, and this is our fifth annual Bruce Bursma Memorial Scholarship. You'll find entry blanks in all of the houses for this. This is a fundraiser for our scholarship fund. All the proceeds go into the scholarship fund for our juniors. And it will be Saturday, April 26th at Northland Lanes. And you can register between 6 and 7. And as I said, entry blanks are in the houses. Most of them are on bright purple paper, if I recall correctly. And I think that's going to about wrap it up for this week. Some of the leagues have finished up, and tomorrow night we will have a board meeting, and we'll get all your awards ready for you and get them distributed to you so you can distribute them to the bowlers, league secretaries. And I think that now that really does wrap it up, Dan.
All right, Mary, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds grand and glorious.